Hello.
Good evening. Calling from customer support. May I have your
Yes,
zip
ma'am.
code, please? Thank you. May I have your zip code in returning the call?
27055.
27055. Your first and last name, please.
Helen Willard. Helen Beth Willard.
Thank you. 1 minute for me, please. Thank you, ma'am, for your patience. I'm waiting for the information to pull up. Thank you. Ma'am, what is the, how do you spell your last name? So this is 27055, correct?
Willard.
Thank you. Would there be another person on that in with that name, last name?
No, it's Helen
Just
Beth
your...
Willard.
Okay.
The street address is Smith Monroe. The zip code here is 27018, I believe. But my P.O. box is 27055.
What for an account with whatever you have ordered, which zip code would be up there? Because I'm not finding your name.
Oh, shoot. Hold on a minute.
Thank you.
I'll tell you, because I don't use this address very much, but because I got a P.O. box.
Whatever. So what we're a third party call center and we work for over 200 companies.
Mm-hmm.
Their customers call us to fix, organize, help with their account. So
yeah.
Whatever order you have that you're trying to deal with, it's that shipping address you want to give us, that zip code.
27018. I'm looking for it right now.
And say your first name again, please.
Helen.
Helen, okay, thank you.
Trying to find the darn envelope.
Helen, you're the only Willard, right? There's no other
yeah.
one, like a male or a female that would, okay. Just confirming.
Mm-hmm.
Willard?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't see your name, ma'am.
Just a minute. I'm Googling just to make sure.
Okay.
Because I just 27018.
That's the one?
Yeah, 27018.
27018, okay. And it's always Helen. There's another name here that's Willard, but it starts with a B. With a B.
B-E-T-H, Beth Willard.
Yes.
Helen Willard.
That's, okay. So that's you. And we see the address starting with 35. Would you verify it, please?
3521.
The full address, please? City and state as well?
Yes, ma'am. 3521 Smith Monroe, East Bend, North Carolina, 27018.
Thank you, ma'am. 1 minute for me, please. Thank you. The computer's taking its sweet time. So sorry. Thank you. We'll get in the moment. Thank you. Okay, we do see the order here, ma'am. So there is this sweepstakes ticket that is for has been purchased for $7.95 to try to win an ice maker, as well as an online discount store where you receive a $125 voucher to shop, and you're charged every month for that. How may I help you, Ms. Willard, dealing with this account, please?
I want to dispute these charges. It was false advertisement. That's not how it was.
Okay, ma'am. The terms and conditions the company says is that this is a bundle and you get several products on here at once.
They charged me $56.95. I want to dispute these charges. I want to dispute it all because it was false advertisement and I want it took care of.
So, ma'am, the company is able to give you a 35% refund for the $56.95. It gives you $19.93 back.
Why?
Because they say it's a valid charge, because in the terms and conditions, they say that it's known that it's a bundle.
Okay, and in the bundle, you get a gift card. I mean, I don't understand. No, on the advertisement, it said an ice maker for $2, and you pay the shipping and handling, which was $7.95. It didn't say anything about a bundle of this and that and gift cards or whatever.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. We're only post order, and we only get the orders. We don't know what was advertised to you, just what we see now. The company is offering a 50% refund for $28.48 regarding the account.
So I lose my money, and do I get my $7.95 back? I mean, I'm confused here.
The company is offering 50% of the $56.95, and they would give you back $28.48.
And what am I getting out of this? Nothing, right?
From their perspective, you've had the chance to have the sweepstakes where your name was put in for an ice maker.
It wasn't a sweepstakes. That's what I'm saying. It was a false advertisement. It didn't say anything about a sweepstake.
I'm sorry, Ms. Willa. You then have to tell me what you would like for me to do.
I want my money back. I don't want money coming out of my account every month.
No, we're able to cancel this, ma'am, if you want to.
I would like to have my $56.95 and my $7.95 back. I'm not receiving nothing. That's not right.
So first, I will make sure that your account is canceled so there's no future charges, ma'am, and I can give you the cancellation for that. The company talks about this being a valid charge, so they're giving you 50% if you want that, and you'll have that 3 to 5 business days back on your bank account.
But what I'm asking, why only 50%? And then there's an extra $7.95 charge.
The $7.95 is their service to run your name through the sweepstakes. And though you say it wasn't a sweepstakes, that's what is described here.
Okay, well, that's not what was described online.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. The terms and conditions tell you the full offer. We only know what comes to us as a third-party call center.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still not understanding why I can't get the $56.95 back.
Because they say that it's a valid charge because it's a bundle and you're paying for the membership that's already been happening in October.
Yeah, October the 27th, which was what, 4 days ago, five days ago?
Yeah.
And I didn't even notice the charges was on my account until last night. And I try to call y'all yesterday to dispute it, and I get a call back and telling me that the systems are down.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. This is as much as I know to help you with, because it's not my company. I can only talk about the policy and what they insist.
What's the name and the number?
Say it again, please, ma'am.
What's the company's name and number?
This is the Factory Direct Saving Store.
Do they have a phone number?
Let's see, ma'am. So first of all, we're hired to be their number. We're hired to be their hands out to community or to their customers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these online presence hire third-party call centers.
I guess so they can't take the rap. Can I get 75% back?
Yeah, they only said 50. There's a cancellation number, definitely. By the way, your phone is going in and out. I'm trying to hear you clearer just to make sure I can help you.
Okay, is that better?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. I said, go ahead and tell me the cancellation number if you canceled it.
That number is C like Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's 262.
Mm-hmm.
278-177. Do you want me to process that $28.48?
Yeah.
You want me to process
sure,
that?
Why not?
Okay.
It looks like that's all I'm getting back.
And it will be on your account, your bank account, between 3 and 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have a ID or something that, in case it's not, that I can get back in contact with you guys?
So the number that
you
called?
Like a reference number?
Yes. The number that you called initially and the order number I just gave you, all of that is on this account.
Okay.
That's what all this is.
And I get 28 what?
I'll tell you in 1 minute, and then I'm going to give me 1 minute. So it's 2848, and I'm notating your account, making sure no future charges. 1 minute for me, please.
I'll make the money.
Thank you for your patience. 1 minute, please. Okay, ma'am. So everything has been set up so that in 3 to 5 business days, you have your refund, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And please check your email, which we have as ncbell70@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Please check there for, and especially in the spam or junk mail if you don't see it, for just notation
okay.
about the refund. Okay?
Okay.
And you can check your bank that in 3 to 5 business days they should see movement even now that your account, something is settling back in there. Okay?
Okay.
So everything's been shut down, Ms. Willard.
All
any
right,
other questions?
No, I just think it's messed up that they keep the $7.95 and half my money.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. That's the...
And it's pretty bad that they make y'all a third party and y'all the ones that have to deal with everybody's crap. That's messed up. And then plus, again, fake advertisement.
I'm so sorry, Ms. Willow, but I am glad that you did get that right now, that refund.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. The best to you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good night, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you, ma'am.